Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. You're all I need. You were listening to that by Hezekiah Walker. I thought that was very appropriate. You're all I need. Who we're talking about? We're not talking about just one another. We're talking about God. We're talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're all I need. Every breath that I take, hey, every moment that I wake, you're all that I need. Amen, amen. Well, we welcome you once again to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are striving to empower souls for destiny. Somebody say, I want to be empowered for my destiny in Christ Jesus. Amen. We hope all of you all, we pray everyone had a beautiful weekend. This was a long weekend, 4th of July weekend, and we pray everybody had a beautiful and glorious time picnicking and whatever else you were doing with your lovely families. Amen. But we're back here on this radio blog talk to lift up the name of Jesus and to encourage you, to inspire you, to enlighten you, and again, to empower you. Amen. That's our purpose. That's our mandate for this season, is to empower you. Amen. And we're just so thankful for what God is doing in our lives. Truly, we don't take him for granted. God is a great God. He's great, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. Amen. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday. We're on at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. We have Minister Billy Burns that hosts our Saturday segment all the way out of the Carolinas. She's in Raleigh, North Carolina, and she hosts a segment called They Overcame, where that is a time when you can give your testimonies. So make a sacrifice and get up. If you're on the West Coast at 5 a.m., and if you're on the East Coast at 8 a.m., and she has some beautiful testimonies of what God has done, not what we've done, but what God has done. And then on early Sunday morning, Sister Ruby hosts the early Sunday morning prayer, amen, where we come together for corporate prayer for about 30 minutes, amen, and get ourselves together before we go into our respective houses of worship, amen. So we're excited about that. I want you all to really know that. And we say it, and we're going to continue to say it. These messages are in our archive. Amen. So you have a friend, a family member, or someone you know that need encouraging word, send them to the archives and listen to these messages. We have over 700 and some odd messages. We've been on the air for 2 years and 7 months. Amen. And Monday through Friday, someone is here to share the word of God with you. So encourage your friends and your family and your coworkers and those that you meet. If they need to hear a rhema word, if they need to be instructed, if they need some guidance, if they need some comfort and some encouragement, amen, they can go back into these archives and listen to these messages in their entirety. Amen. And once again, we're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. If you're not a friend of ours, like our Facebook page at New Destiny Ministries and even my personal page at Adrian Bernard. Amen. We're also on YouTube. So after you hear these messages, they are downloaded to our YouTube channel. Amen. So we're excited about that. Also, we, by way of announcements, we want you to get ready for our citywide crusade, amen, that's going to be hosted in New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about God bringing souls into the kingdom. So we extend an invitation to you, those of you that aren't afraid to go out into the highways and the byways and compel men to come come and get out in the streets with us and witness to souls. God has some people that he wants to be saved. God has some kingdom workers, amen, that's going to go out and bring in the harvest. And the harvest is about souls. It's not about money. It's not about land. It's about souls. So we extend that invitation to you to come down September the 4th through the 6th as we go into the city, amen, and command and compel souls to come in. Amen. Everybody's not out there because they want to be out there. Some people are out there because nobody has brought the word to them. Nobody has shared this gospel of Jesus Christ with them. Amen. So we're looking forward to that. Amen. We have a host of speakers, the senior bishop, Bishop Alfred Singleton of the Pentecostal Churches of the Apostolic Faith, his wife, Lady Antoinette Singleton. We have presiding prelate of Prophetic Miracle Ministries Worldwide, none other than Bishop Leo Lewis. We have Bishop Robert C. Blake out of New Orleans, Louisiana, who is the presiding prelate of the Family of Churches International. Amen. We have Dr. Winston Singleton all the way from Los Angeles, California. And by the way, he'll be ministering for us on this coming Wednesday. Amen. Dr. Singleton will be ministering on this broadcast live. Amen. Also, we have Apostle Anthony Hill out of Miami, Florida, will be with us. And also our very own, we love Pastor Beatrice Martin. She'll be with us all the way from Stockton, California, and another young lady who is pastoring there in Atlanta, Georgia, none other than Pastor Tajana Logan, and she has been a guest and has spoken for us on this broadcast. Amen. And then my cousin, he's been on here, and he's a master musician. He's an organist. He's a choir director. Amen. He will be our psalmist and our musician, Minister Maurice. My cue. Amen. So we're looking for God to do some things. We're looking for the city to be turned upside down the way the apostles did it. Turn the city upside down. We're looking for some people to be filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. So we're excited about that. Those of you that wasn't able to be with us on Friday, download that message. Amen. And go back and listen to that message. We were still talking about cry aloud and spare not. And Prophetess Cheryl Harrison was with us on Friday to share that word. We were on this line for the 4th of July. Amen. And we had about 20-some-odd people on the line, amen, listening to that word. And I tell you, if you didn't hear it, you need to go back and download it and hear it. Amen. So we thank God, we thank God, we thank God. This week, Destiny Focus, we're going to get right on into the Word of God and hear what God is saying through the man of God. Amen. Minister Elder William Caldwell, all the way from West Covina, California. Amen. We certainly are happy to see Sister Sherelle online, Sister Corinthian. I'm going to ask her to open up with the word of prayer, and then we're going to get right on into the word. Our destiny focus this week is recall God's faithfulness. You know, sometimes we fail to remember what God has already done. And then when we're faced with certain challenges, we forget that God has brought us out of difficulties before. So all you have to do is stir up your pure mind by the way of remembering and remember and recall what God has already. That's all recall means, is to remember. Hallelujah. Bring it back into to your memory bank. Amen. If God did it for you in 1999, he's the same God. He doesn't change. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. So we want to focus upon God's faithfulness. Recall God's faithfulness. God is faithful. Our friends aren't faithful. Our family aren't faithful. Sometimes our spouse is not even faithful. Oh, but you can depend on God. Amen, amen. So we're going to ask Sister Corinthians to open up if she can with the word of prayer. And the next voice you'll hear will be our speaker of the hour, Elder William Caldwell. Amen. God bless you, Sister Corinthians. Amen, amen. Well, hallelujah. Jesus, maybe she's not able to talk. Amen. But we're going to open up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come before you once again, God, thanking you for your goodness, thanking you for your mercies, thanking you, Lord God, for another opportunity to be in the land of the living, thanking you for a sound mind today, God. Oh, God, and as we continue on to go forth on this broadcast today, God, we asking you to have your way. Oh, God, we asking you to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, God. Whatever you do, God, don't take your Holy Spirit from us, God. Oh, God, we asking you to anoint the speaker today, God. Ah, give him a fresh word, God. Give him an encouraging word, God. Give him a word that would prick hearts, God. A word that would make us examine ourselves, God. Oh, God, and if we've done anything and said anything that's not pleasing to you, God. Oh, God, we asking you to forgive us today, God. Forgive us of our transgressions. Forgive us of the thoughts that weren't pleasant. Forgive us of anything that we've spoken ill toward our sister and our brother. Oh, God, we're looking for you to move by your power. Ah, we're looking for you, God, hallelujah, to give us some instructions, God. We're looking for you to comfort us, Lord God. Oh, God, we know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower and the righteous one in and there. Safe. Oh, God, we thank you for being safe in your arms today. We thank you for another wonderful opportunity, God, to lift up your name. Another opportunity, God, to tell you how much we love you. Another opportunity, God, to tell you how thankful we are, God. We're not going to complain. We're going to give you thanks, God. We're going to give you thanks, God, because you're great and you're greatly to be praised. Remember every listener that calls into this line. Hey, God, those that we haven't seen in a while, God, remember them, God. Remember Prophetess Darlene Davis today, God. Wherever she's at and whatever she's doing, God. Touch her heart, God. In the name of Jesus, if there's any difficulties, God. Oh, God, you are a master of difficulties, God. You are God that can bring us out. You are God that can change our situation in the moment of the twinkling of an eye. Oh, God, make us whole today, God. Remove envy. Remove jealousy. Remove backbiting, God. Take it away from us, God. Clean us up, God, where we can be the vessels that you're calling for in this last and evil day, God. Help us to walk circumspectly before you, God. Help us to call on you day and night, God. Help us, Lord God, to get ourselves together, God, where we can come into your presence, God. God, where we can come and empty out everything that's not righteous. Empty out, God. Clean us up, God. Make us new. God, we come against the airways today, God. We bind any hindrances, God. Hallelujah. We want clearance today where we can hear what does say the Lord God in the name of Jesus. Remember our speaker. Remember his family, God. Remember his wife, God. Remember the ministry that you have given him, God. God, remember Sister Ruby, God, our co-host, God. Continue to strengthen her, God. Continue to encourage her, God. Continue, Lord God, to comfort her, God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, God. We bless you. We bless you. Bless Sister Sherelle. Oh, God, bless Sister Corinthian, God, Sister T, and all those that come on the line, even those that minister. Remember Minister Democrat as he flying through the, across the highways, the airways, the byways, God. Shield him and protect him, God. Bring him back safely to his destination, God. Oh, God, remember the labors of love, God, everywhere, God. Remember Mother Charity today, God. in the name of Jesus. Remember your leaders all over the globe, God, in the country and out the country. Remember them, God. Remember my sister Danielle today, God. Continue to touch her, God. Strengthen her. Remember my son, God, and all those men, and women that are shut up in prison today, God. Remember them, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you're a God that never forget. You never slumber nor sleep. You know who we are, God. You know our downsetting and you know our uprising, God. Hallelujah. There's nothing hidden from you, God. Remember my mama today, God. Touch her, God. Continue to strengthen all my siblings, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember your people all over this nation, God. We give you glory for it, God. We give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're recalling God's faithfulness today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank God for this man of God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you today. Hallelujah. Remember the Jones family, God. In the name of Jesus. Remember my grandchildren, my great-grands, God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you today, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You go forward with
Hallelujah.
We love this man of God. We thank him for his sacrifice.
Glory.
Thank him for the time that he come to share the word of God with us.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Dear Lord.
Bless your name, God.
Bless your name.
Bless your holy.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the name of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise the name of God. Hallelujah. You know, when I think... when I think of God's faithfulness, when I think, Sister Adrian, when I think of God, oh, there's just so much to say. It's endless. Oh, he's been so good. He's been so, so, so good. Praise the Lord. God has been so good. Oh, when I think of him, when I think of him, my heart just rejoices. My heart rejoices. When I take my mind and think on how good God has been, my heart rejoices. He's gotten me out of some things. When I think of Daniel, how he gotten Daniel out the lion's den, and how he's gotten Noah through the waters, and how he's gotten the children of Israel through the valleys and through the mountains, how he's gotten Moses, hallelujah, through the leadership, how he's gotten Job through his pains, and how it's written how he got Abraham and Sarah through hard times, when he's gotten people through hard, the people who trusted in him. When I think how good God has been, how he's been to me. I know when you can think when how good he's been to you. Oh, praise God. We can just share an eternity with how good God has been. God has been faithful.
Jesus.
God has been faithful. Oh, you can rely on God's word. You can rely on God's promises. He is faithful to his promise. Oh, bless the Lord. It's just so many promises. You can just keep going on and on, but he has fulfilled it, and he will fulfill it all. Just trust in him. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank him. Just thank him. Wherever you are, in your car, in your home, wherever you say, just thank God for his faithfulness. He's faithful. You can rely on somebody. You can rely on God. Everybody else has failed, but you can rely on God. Praise God. The scripture says mother and father would forsake you, but God, he will never, ever forsake you. God has been good. I have stories to tell you about my house was about to be taken a few years back. I didn't pay mortgage for almost 4 years. Oh, but God is good. I'm still here. I'm still in the same property. But that's God. That's God. When you depend on God and trust him and get in his word and trust him and do the things that he called you to, God is faithful. So that's what we're talking about today, how faithful God is. And we're going to start in the book of Romans, chapter number 5, and it says, Romans chapter number 5, if you have your Bible, you can follow me. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, Romans 5:1. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Man is blessed and atoned and reconciled by God through justification. Man is. And he is blessed beyond measure. Through God. Justification is its result and glorious. He is gloriously covered in this passage of scripture. He is justified by faith. Praise God. When he's justified by faith, best for us, wanting the best, not wanting any man to die. It was not meant for man to die. Genesis chapter number 3, verse 15 says, he's speaking to the serpent that beguiled Eve. And he says to the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon the belly thou shalt go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. And he shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The seed is going to do that. That was a prophecy that God put forth. God is faithful to that word. He is faithful to his word. You can rely on God's word because he's faithful to it. As we read the Bible, we can see when God says it, it is done. It sets forth through his mouth and is done. Praise God. He said back in Romans chapter 4, he gives this word to a man. He gives this word to a man to justify him by faith. In Romans chapter number 4, verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who giveth life to the dead and call those things which are not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah, his wife's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Praise the Lord. Abraham believed God, and he's blessed by faith. And so are we when we believe what God has done through the Lord Jesus Christ. See, he said to Abraham in chapter 12, now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and out and from thy kindred, from thy family, and from thy father's house. See, he wants him, he's got another family in mind, praise the Lord, unto a land I will show thee, and I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee. This is the promise. This is the promise. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will and curse him that curse thee. And thy name shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Praise the Lord. Then we look and see that there was a blessing and a curse in the law. But praise God, God still fulfilling his word through the family, through Jacob, through Israel, through the wilderness, to David, through the prophets. And when he says, behold, out of the mouth of Malachi, the word came to Malachi, he says, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, says the Lord. Then we see that messenger, John the Baptist. Praise the Lord. And he is the one crying in the wilderness, make ye your path straight. So now, we have his word that says back in Hebrews chapter 11. This faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This is God's faithfulness. And he says, and through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. He said, now look at the scripture here. He says, by faith. See, the scripture says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. It is impossible to please him. So by faith, he was working by faith to build, faith to create, faith. With faith, he created through faith. We understand that that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Glory to God. So we follow faith. When you read the Bible, when we pick up the word, it's by faith. In prayer, it's by faith. Listening to the Spirit, as the Spirit speaks to us through the word, it's by faith. Therefore, being justified by faith, he says, we have peace with God. Peace. Praise God. See, I want my peace. So,
all right.
That peace comes through faith, by faith. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace through our Lord Jesus Christ. I hate when things are combustious. I like peace. I need God's faithfulness. I need God. I need God, and I don't know about you, but I like things in order. That's the mind of Christ. If things are at array, we don't want that. It's an everyday thing. It's an everyday washing. Coming to know the Lord. Coming to be at his feet. And every day, all day. So we're justified by faith, by whom we also have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Faith is it is a voluntary, sincere change in the mind. It's in the saint, it's in the sinner. It causes him to turn to the Savior. Amen. Peace is harmony and accord brought about by cordial relationships. It is the result of what happens in the man's heart, peace. See, salvation is the effect, full deliverance of someone or something from impending danger, from danger. Praise God. So we are, what happened in this grace, we have been atoned. There's been an atonement for the blood, through the blood of Christ. And that is being back at a one-ment. This is a reconciliation, a one with God. and that which renders satisfaction to God. The cross, what Jesus did, was satisfaction. It was the propitiation, which is another long word. It is to appease, to satisfy. Mm-hmm. It is a propagation. It renders a favorable, conciliate, and pacifies the heart of God. Yes, that is the atonement. That is what we have. That what Christ has done, because we were what? Alienated from God. Praise God. Therefore, he says, we have been justified. There is the work that he has done. The work he has done can even be held up in a courtroom. It could be held up in a courtroom. We have the summary would be that we have peace with God. We have access to God. We have assurance from God. We have we are indwelled by God. And we persevere by God. All these are in this chapter 5. But the verdict is both Jews and Gentiles are all under sin. In Romans 3:9 says that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. He says in 3:23, all sinned and come short of the glory of God. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understands. There is none that seeks after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are altogether become unprofitable. There is none that do good, no, not one. Their throat is an open specter. Their tongues, they have used deceit. The poison of asses is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet is swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their way. In the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. This is man separated from God. That's his mind. That's his deeds. Praise God. What we need is God. We need the faithfulness of God, trusting in the Lord. There is the mercy seat that I want to talk about, what we have in Hebrews 9, chapter 9, and Exodus 25. There was the mercy seat. It was a portable sanctuary used by the Israelites from the time of their wandering in the wilderness. Each year, on the Day of Atonement, the high priest entered into the Holies of Holies and sprinkled the blood of animals sacrificed for the atonement of the sins of God's people. Within the tabernacle was the Ark of the Covenant, which included the mercy seat, where God was supposed to be seated and disperse mercy to man. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks did rent. And now he is a high priest. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the blood of Jesus by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. So the Greek word mercy seat makes expectation or propitiation. That's the mercy seat. In Ezekiel 43:14, the shedding of blood for sins is so Christ, our propitiation, in Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Jesus is the covering for sin by means of his death, and our response to Christ through our faith in him. All our sins are covered. All our sins are covered, praise God. All of them, all our sins are covered, praise the Lord. That's just praise the Lord. Also, whenever believers sin, we turn to Christ, who continues, hallelujah, to be the propitiation or covering for our sins. This ties the prophetic Old Testament act and the New Testament act concept regarding the covering of sin. From the mercy seat to what Christ has done at the cross, amen. That in itself we see how faithful God is, faithful to man. For he says, "Whosoever call upon him shall be saved." Whosoever. Not just one nation, not just a group of people, not just because you make up a name and put it on a building. He said, any man call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. That's faithful. Praise God. So, we must remember how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation. We also know that the Son did not come to help angels. He came to help the descendants of Abraham. He came to help those who have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Therefore, it was necessary for him to be made in every respect like us, his brothers and sisters, so that he could be our merciful and faithful high priest before God. That's, I believe that's Hebrews 2:17. Then he could offer a sacrifice that would take away sins of the people. Being justified is not a process like faith. From faith to faith, or grace, it's not like grace. But we grow in grace. But once Jesus Christ is believed on, that man is instantly justified, regenerated, and redeemed. Faith is trust or belief, conviction of the truth. The truth. And that truth is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to diverse a minute and let's read what we have here in Acts. Acts 7. Stephen starts to speak about Abraham, and he starts off being opposed by these men, and there he stands in the Sanhedrin, before the Sanhedrin. Then said the high priest, "Are these things so?" And he said, "Men and brethren and fathers, hearken, the God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said unto him, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from the and come into the land which I shall show thee. Then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Haran. And from there, when his father was dead, he moved him into this land in which you now dwell, that you live in. And he gave him no inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot on, yet he promised that he would give it to him for a possession and to his seed after him, when as yet he had no child." God is faithful. God can be trusted. His word can be trusted. And God spoke in this way, that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, and that they should bring them into bondage and ill-treat them 400 years. So we see that his word did happen. When the word came to Abraham that what would happen to the children, and they would be afflicted 400 years. So his word, every time God speaks, his word will happen. Nothing comes out of God's mouth that is vain. Every word has substance. Every word is true. Every word is reliable. So we can rely that we are justified by faith. We can trust God, and his word is true. Look at Revelation. We'll go to the end of the book. Revelation chapter number 22. verse 6. And this is the last marriage. He said unto these words. These words, let's start again. And he said unto me, these words are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Look at there. His words are faithful. His word is faithful. You can rely on God's word. He's a God that will not lie. He is a God, God's word is faithful. He's a God to be trusted. That's why when I think of his word, when I think of all he's done for me, how happy and excited my heart is, because all the things that God has said, he fulfilled. I can get excited about if you did something for me. And every time you did it, it was accomplished. It was done. Boy, you're my friend. I can always trust you. You say you're going to be here at 3 o'clock. Well, I can trust you're going to be here at 3 o'clock tomorrow. 3 o'clock, you're there. You do it like a job. But even God is better than that. He's always on time. God is always on time. You can rely on God. Praise the Lord. You can trust his word. He's faithful. He's faithful. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know how to be unfaithful. He is faithful. He's so faithful. He hates divorce. He hates it. He's so faithful. That's how faithful he is. He doesn't have quitting or getting out, looking for the back door. No, he is the door. Hallelujah. And we go through that door. He is faithful. He's the builder and maker. He's the master. He doesn't quit. I'm glad we serve an unquitting God, a God that don't quit. I'm glad we serve a God that works. He works. He's not lazy. God is not lazy. He goes to work. When he works, he finishes. He says, it is good, when he finished it. And then he died for us, and he said, it is finished. Hallelujah. Everything he does is right, righteous, is perfect, is pure, is clean, it's good. What he made is good. What he made is good. He made a good mind, a perfect mind. Hallelujah. He made a good brain. But when you really give it to God, it's awesome. It's perfect. It's flawless. It's pure. The mind of Christ is pure. The pure mind. That's why that's so important to meditate upon his word. So vital to meditate upon God's word, because it's pure. It's perfect. He says in his scripture, perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love. His perfect love casts out fear. When you're looking at his word, when you're studying, when you're focusing upon him, that is an emotion into perfectness. And it casts out fear. I'm still working on all of it to be cast out. praise God. But I guess that will happen until I see him. But we keep working on, we keep trusting in God, keep moving into his word. So we're not fearful. And we and his word has fully take place. If I believe Paul said it like this, that we see dimly in a glass. But when that which is perfect comes, praise God, we'll see the glory of God. We'll see his glory as it is, right where it is. That's the perfect faithfulness of God, hallelujah, is what we need, is what you need. Faithfulness of God is what you need, is what we need to have. It's pure, it's illuminating. His perfectionist is illuminating. He's a light. In that light, he said, you are the light of the world. You are a city that's on a hill that cannot be hidden.
All right.
He wants that light to be in you, just like that light was on the Mount Transfiguration. His light exuded out, not upon him, but out of him. They saw a great light that was coming out, hallelujah, of Jesus. He shone. He said, the scripture says that his garment became white as snow, whiter than snow. That's how pure and wonderful God Christ is, my seed. When you have the mind of Christ and focus on that word of God, you want to be the first at church, hallelujah. You want to be the first one when the doors open. You want to be the first ones there because you love the people of God. You love God. You want to be around God's people. You want to trust. You want to trust him more. You want to get up in the morning and give God the glory and the praise, and you just can't wait because it's a new day. Just plant your feet and say, go, glory to God. Let me open up the scriptures and see what God is saying to me today. You wanna draw near. He says, draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. We want to fall in love with the faithfulness of God. We want to draw closer and get to know the faithful in our own life. Oh, he has so much more he wants to do in our lives, so much more he wants to say to us in our life, so much more he wants to, wants to give to you and open up the floodgates of wisdom and prudence and knowledge and wisdom into our lives. God is faithful. God is good. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. He says, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Now, he's speaking to David on around the top of Romans chapter number 4. He says, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. You can also see that in Psalms 32, verse 1. He says in verse 3, and the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Believe God. That's awesome when you can believe God and you don't have the scrolls with you. You don't have the Torah. You don't have the New Testament. You just have God's word from an audible. It's just in your ear, and you believe God. See, that's when you're getting to know God more. It's okay. That's all right. You want to get to know God more, but there's gonna have to come to the where the pavement hits the road, man of God, and believe God. There's nothing wrong with studying. I study all day long. Getting into prayer and long meditations. But then you just have to believe. When it comes to His Word, it's just believing Him. The second coming, believing in His coming, believing in He is in you, believing that He is for you, He's not against you, believing the blood, believing that He has died for your sins. Just believing the Scripture is just believe it. It has to be in the heart. Because it's blessed are those who believe, who have not seen. But see, he also says, blessed it's the doers of the word and not the hearers only. So we have to be doers of it. Take it as it is. Take it. Take it. Eat it. Take it. Take it. You read it? You read it, okay. You lifted your hands and said hallelujah. Okay, now you take it for His word, at His word, because what? He is faithful. He's faithful. Sure enough, He is coming. Sure enough, He has came and died, and He's coming again. Sure enough, believe that is His word. As you walk out that door right now, and you know where to stand, He is coming. So, agree. That's an agreement. I agree. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for from Genesis to Revelation. Thank you for it. Glory to God. So, because why? You're faithful, God. Hallelujah. Your faithfulness is true. Praise God. You can just take your time and just say thank Him for His faithfulness. Praise God. So He says in verse 3, and the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Praise the Lord. It was, he believed God. It was imputed to him for righteousness. You want to be a friend of God? Believe God. Pretty simple. Just believe God. Trust Him. And see, that's when you want to enter into long meditations on His word. Because the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. It's not how much you know. It's the just shall live by faith. He wants you to know Him. He wants you to grow in grace. He wants you to be rich in His word. Yes, He does. Mm-hmm. He wants the faithful to be rich in His word. But see, if you're just trying to find out more truth, it's like the Pharisees that came to Jesus and said in Luke 11, they said, show us a sign. And He says, a perverse and wicked generation wants to see a sign. But what greater sign is the word of God through that God gave you? His son. He gave him. So the son is standing right there. The son of God standing right there, and you say, show us a sign. What greater sign than you having the son of God standing before you right there? That's why it's so important to say, your word is true. I believe the son of God. I believe Jesus Christ. I believe what He's done. And I pray that you help me, God. Take all sin and all iniquity, everything, that every evil thought, every evil deed that I've thought of and done, you know, I give it to you and cleanse me. It's important for us to do that because every man has fallen short. Every man has fallen under the glory of God. That is the true perfectness that man should hold, but he can't. Not without the one man, Jesus Christ, justified by faith through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I guess it's 2:15 now. Hallelujah. Time flies when you're having fun. And when you are
that's right.
And when you're in the anointing. Glory to God. When you're I thank God for you. And trust that you have been blessed today. But God is faithful. God is faithful. Thank God we have a God that works and finishes the work. He works and he finishes the work. I'm seeing some guys, you drive around the town and you see an unfinished property. It's like, wow, what happened? What happened there? And it goes on and on. Before you know it, it's 5 years has gone by and you still see the boards. The boards are still there, man. What happened? We don't know. No. But we thank God he's a fan. We don't have two-thirds of earth. Hallelujah. We have the full earth. We just don't have like a part where we say, half the part, and then you drive up to it. Man, you can't drive no more because you're going to fall off into the abyss. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got the whole earth. You can drive around the whole earth or fly around it. Praise the Lord. God is a wise, prudent, faithful, finisher. Thank God he's a finisher. And so he's teaching us how to be children like him. Be faithful with him. He said, be faithful of a few things. I will make you rulers over many. So he's teaching us to be faithful men and women of God. Hallelujah. He's our God. Because he wants to, if you're acting like, you're acting in faith, you're acting faithful, you're acting like his son, his daughter. That's good. That's good. Well, keep having faith in God and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep having faith in them. And I tell you, you won't be disappointed. You won't be ashamed. You won't be out in the cold. You won't be ashamed at all. Even the things that gripped you or you went through or you've done something that you won't tell nobody about. I tell you something. You can walk with your head high, and you don't have to have like the woman that came to him with a spirit of disability. She had a spirit of disability, and that the Satan had her stumped over. Her back was stumped over because she couldn't lift herself up. It was a spirit that had her down, and God, Jesus, blessed her. Blessed her. And they were mad about that. He said, shouldn't I even bless this woman who was a child of Abraham? She was a child of Abraham. And they were mad because he raised her up on a day that they said, well, you can't do that. This is the Sabbath day. Oh, man, my God works. He's faithful. He's a loving God. He's a compassionate God. whatever you have, I'm going to take these, maybe this last words, whatever you have, whatever it is, might be something fresh today, might be something you've been dealing with a week ago, whatever, yeah. a month ago, could have been a few, it could have been you've been dealing with for the past 50 years, I don't know, or more.
Yeah.
God is faithful.
Hallelujah.
Bring it to God. Bring it your wheelbarrow to God and leave it there. And how you leave it there, you say, Lord, it's yours. It's by faith. It's by faith.
Mm-hmm.
You trust him. You came to the altar. You had your hands laid. They laid hands on you. They prayed for you. By faith, you know that God is taking care of it, even though you might still see the ill thing there. Trust the Lord. Thank him for it. Just thank him for it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for grace in which we stand. Hallelujah. The grace in which we stand. Go ahead, stand right now and just stand on the grace of God that you've given that problem to him. And that's
Hallelujah.
You go, because you're going to glory. What you're going to glory in tribulations. You're going to glory in trials and troubles. Why? Because God is faithful.
Faithful.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He's faithful. Hallelujah. Thank God. Well, Sister Adrienne, I think I preached myself happy. I don't know about
That's all right. Hey, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You feel
praise
this thing
God
before the people feel it. Amen. Because as you're speaking it, amen, it's being saturated in your spirit. Amen. Woo, glory. Great word. Great word. Recall.
Amen.
God's faithfulness. We thank God for that word, and he's given you many scriptures. Sometimes you miss something doing something else. Go back in the archives, and you can get those scriptures that Elder Caldwell gave us today. Great word. Recall God's faithfulness. Remember what he's already done. Hallelujah. He's given us some rich words today. Amen. And this word is just not coming for us to just throw it in the garbage, put it somewhere and forget about it. Amen. It's for us to stir up our pure minds and to remember that we serve a God that's always faithful. He'll never renege on us. Ah, glory to God. Even in our weakest moments, he said, when your mother and your father forsake you, I'll take you out. Amen. Recall God's faithfulness. Amen. They call it Blue Monday in the world. Amen. But I'm calling it Marvelous Monday. Amen. Because anytime God wakes you up, hey, clothing your right mind, it's a marvelous day. Thank you. Thank you. So I thank God for this word. Ah, hallelujah. We only have a few on the line. Had a few more, but they've dropped off. So we're going to open up the lines. Amen. Be mindful of our announcements. Amen. Amen. And be mindful for this week. We're looking for Elder Peggy Jones to be with us tomorrow. And on Wednesday, Dr. Winston Singleton will be with us. And hopefully Thursday, Minister, Democrat will be back. And then we'll try to see if Sister T is available. Amen. Maybe she can come on Friday. Amen. So we bless God for that word today. We're going to open up the lines. Sister Ruby, hallelujah. Great word. Great word. Thank God for that word, Elder William.
Yes, it was a great
on time
word. We're going to Mother Charity for you. Get off Mother Charity. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, Mother.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all.
Amen. We miss you getting off. We say, I said, I better catch Mother Charity.
So, yeah, right. I'm trying to cut my phone line to go out. Yeah, right. Praise the Lord. I don't know what's wrong with this thing. It just,
you know, sometimes because I don't even be talking on the phone sometimes, and yet it still can't hold
out
a charge for an hour. It has stopped off on me even in my prayer service, and that's just for 1 hour. And then it's been on the charge all night long. I don't know if this thing ran out or what's going on. But anyway,
yeah,
we just thank
you
for it,
gone,
amen.
Mother.
Pardon
that
me?
The battery may be worn out, mother.
Yeah, it could be.
You
need
to have Deborah to take it to the cell phone store and see what's really going on.
Oh, yes, right, uh-huh. But it's not that old, you know. Yeah,
oh,
right. We
okay.
had it about, I guess, near 2 years.
Okay.
So that shouldn't be, you know, going out that fast, don't look like.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, anything made, we can't really rely upon it.
Yeah, that's
Amen.
Right. Absolutely.
Can't rely on it.
Yes. Yeah, but I certainly did, and heard that I did hear, you know, from Minister Caldwell. Amen. I certainly enjoy speaking about the faithfulness of the Lord and just how He was bringing that out, you know, because God is faithful. Praise the Lord, and we certainly can trust in Him. And it was a very encouraging message that He was bringing out, you know. Praise the Lord. So I just thank the Lord, amen, that we have a mind to serve the Lord. Praise God. Amen. And to look forward to His coming. Glory to our great God today. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God.
Glory
so y'all
thank
continue
you,
to pray for us now in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. God bless you.
Good hearing your voice. I say we better catch you. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless. How's your
Amen.
Daughter?
Amen. Love you, Mother.
Oh, love you, too. Amen.
Okay, God bless. We're going to Sister T. Sister T?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise Him.
Praise the Lord. It's a blessing to be on the line today. First, giving honor to God, to Evangelist Bernard, who I love very much, to Mother
Thank
Ruby,
you.
And to Elder Caldwell, who brought that message so eloquently. I just praise and honor God today for His faithfulness. I know He is such a faithful God. He's been very faithful to me. And I just thank God that you even speaking on this week, and all it really did was kind of pity-pat on what we did this weekend. We had our conference, and I just wanted to let everybody know that it came out so beautifully. God's
beautiful.
His word just
went. We were praying for y'all.
His people were touched, and I mean, I just have a greater respect for who God is. Thank God for He knows when to send His servants. He even knows what topic for you to have this week. You know, it's just so beautiful that when I looked on Facebook and seen that you were going to be talking about how faithful, the faithfulness of God, it just overwhelmed me. Because I was like, this is what we've been kind of discussing all weekend, how faithful God has been to us. You know, It's just so beautiful, you know. The Word of God is so rich and it's so pure. I just wanted to just say that, you know, I have a greater respect for God because, you know, sometimes you be longing for just to hear something from God and you just want an answer from Him. And, you know, it's like you want, want confirmation from God that you are, you know, that you're in His will and you're doing what He asks you to do. Man of God, Apostle Kevin G. Hall, when he was speaking on this weekend, and God, you know, God remembered me, you know, and I just thank God that He did. You know, He came up to me and He touched my hand, and he kept touching my hand all weekend. And He said, you have a sword in this hand. You know, that God has placed a sword in your hand. And He said,
a sword in your hand.
You've always had a sword in your hand. He said, and even from your mother's womb that the Lord called you. From your mother's womb. And then he went on to say, say, hallelujah. He went on to say, your mother's name was Mildred Loxton. Hallelujah. This man don't know me from Adam. Hallelujah. Mm. He said your father's name was Willie Loxton Sr., and there's a Willie Loxton Jr., and then later on, maybe a day or two later, he said, we're praying for your daughter, Jasmine. We're going to be praying for her. And God said he was not going to forget your faithfulness. He said, you've been faithful to your pastor. You've been faithful in ministry. And this is not about me. It's about the God that lives inside.
Yes.
It ain't about Sister T or Evangelist here. I just thank God that he didn't forget me. You know, he said, great is thy faithfulness. And I
great
just thank
is thy
God
faithfulness.
For what he's
oh,
doing.
God.
I know I say this all the time, Evangelist Bernard, I love you. And because of the connection, God connects
you,
me to you. Even
hallelujah.
With Prophet Cheryl Harrison, she looked at me in the audience on yesterday, and we did the ordination service for Pastor Beatrice Morton. And she looked at me, and she said she see the tiredness on me, but she said, I see something else. I see the Lord has been dealing with you. And I just thank God.
Jesus.
I thank and praise God. It's because I come on your line and be fed like this, and because he has surrounded me around beautiful people of God. And I thank you, Mr. Caldwell, today for those words of encouragement. And if anyone didn't get anything out of it, I just wanted to let you know that Sister Tia receives it, and I'm going to walk in the faithfulness of who God really is. Continue to pray, my Lord. God bless you all. I love you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That was a beautiful testimony.
Hallelujah.
Sister Tia, and God has been faithful, even in the midst of, as the man of God have already spoken, even in the midst of what we're going through, even when we sometimes don't even feel God's spirit, hallelujah, on the inside, we know that he's working it out for our good, hallelujah. Recall God's faithfulness. That's the word. That's the message for this week. Recall. Remember. The man of God said remember. God is not a man that he would lie, neither is he the son of man that he would have to even repent. Ah, glory to God. Jesus, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister T, for that word, for that encouragement. That testimony encourages others.
Amen. Sister Albertine.
Hallelujah.
Sister Albertine.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay,
praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby.
Praise him.
And, praise the man of God. That word was really insightful, and when you talked about God's faithfulness, it's just some things I've been dealing with the last couple of weeks, and just trusting and believing and having faith in God. And he is a faithful God. And sometimes it seems like God doesn't hear us, or sometimes it seems as if God, you know, we don't have the answer. He's not answering our prayers, but he has. And that's how we learn to have faith. That's where our faith comes in, is not just hearing the word of God, but believing the word of God. And having faith in the word of God, and knowing that God is faithful and that it is on its way. But in the meantime, continue to trust him, continue to pray, continue to fast, and to continue to really believe his word, because he is a faithful God, and he does have our back. And he will help us, and he is there for us. And most importantly, he does love us. It's a it's an undying love. It's an indescribable love God has for us. It's overwhelming, and in his presence, the Lord's presence is upon you, that anointing is upon you. It's like a feeling that you can't even really describe. You just know it.
Indescribable.
And, some things that I was praying and asking God for when I went in today to go take care of some things I was discussing with Evangelist Bernard, when I walked down and I sat down with the attorneys, and they told me, okay, what do you want? And they pretty much gave me, I didn't have to bring in documents. I didn't have to prove my case. I didn't have to prove that this was mine. I didn't have to say, see, this is what I did. This is what I was.
God went before you. Hallelujah.
Nothing. The guy came and got me, shook my hand and smiled at me, gave me his card at the end and told me if I needed any further services to give him a call, if I needed if I had any problems to give him. He told me whatever I wanted, let him know. And he gave they gave me everything across the board without question. Without anything. Everything was just written, done, signed here. We got you. We're going to take care of you. And that's God. That's God's faithfulness. And the enemy will try to tell you, oh, you're not going to do this, and you didn't have the right document, and they're not going to believe you because where's your proof? Where's... I didn't show them anything.
All right.
I didn't show them not one paper, nothing. And they asked me, okay, so what do you want to do? How do you want to do this? And that's God. That's the movement of God. That's God's faith. Because God will show up and he will show out. And he showed up and let them know, this, I'm running this show. This is my child, and whatever you want, ask, and it shall be yours. And I just thank God because he is a faithful God. He is a faithful God. And sometimes it doesn't seem like it. It doesn't. You're praying and saying, God, where are you? How come you won't talk to me? How come you won't move? How come you won't do these things, Lord God? How come I'm still here, Father? How come you haven't moved me out of position? How come my business isn't taken off? How come this? But if you be still and listen and have faith and trust God, that's when you start seeing the movement. Because he doesn't operate in confusion. And you cannot be out of order. Once you put yourself in order with God and you let go of that confusion and say, God, I trust you, no matter what, Lord, I'm afraid of you. Who can I go to?
All right,
you're
about to preach now, Albertine.
I'm just feeling it.
Hallelujah.
I'm just in awe right now because I'm thanking him and I'm praising him. And I told the Lord today, my everyday mission in life is to find who I can find to tell them about your word and your love.
Yes,
that's my
everyday
mission for my life. Until you take my breath off this earth, I'm going to find someone, some kind of way to spread your word, to give a person a word, to be your disciple, to be faithful, diligent. Show me what it is that you need me to do.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm doing
thank you, God.
In
thank
Jesus'
you, Lord.
Name.
Thank
and that's my promise to God. That's my promise.
Glory to God. Thank you.
Because he's too love. It's just so much faithfulness. And I thank you, man.
Hallelujah.
And I thank
you,
man of God, for that word.
You keep on.
Powerful. Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, glory to God. Stay in that mold. Stay in that
Amen.
Mold that there's nothing impossible to God. He is faithful. And when you begin to feast on how faithful he is, amen, anything you're going through, seem obsolete. God, seem a new thing. Hey, glory, because we serve a big God. Minister Democratic people see and say, make God bigger. We can make God bigger than the situation, bigger than the problem, bigger than the no. Hallelujah. No is small, but when it comes to God, we can look for a big yes. Hey, glory. Why, yes. Yay, yay, and amen. That's the promises of God. His promises are sure. Hallelujah. We thank him. So I'm rejoicing with you. And that's what we have to do. We have to rejoice with our brothers and sisters. Amen. When you rejoice with your brothers and sisters, hallelujah, then guess what? You'll be able to be ready. Amen. Ready to rejoice when God bring you out, when he does something spectacular and miraculous in your life, and you know nobody could have did it but God. That's when you know God is faithful.
Nobody
when he comes in, amen, and he gives you favor, he overtakes you. You know, God said, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. He said, I'll rebuke the devourer for your sake. Yeah, glory to God. Woo, we got to stand on his word. That's all we have in it, huh? If we going to trust our friend's word over God's word,
Lord, let me stop. God is faithful. Glory to God. Stand on his word. Stand on his promises. His promises are yea. His promises are amen. And God will seal the deal for you, Albertine. He'll seal the deal. Amen. We go in sometimes shaking and wondering, oh, Lord, what's going to happen here? What God have already went before us. He said, I'll go before you and prepare the way. The door is already open. All you got to do is knock on it. That glory. The door, God, he said, behold, I set before you, Ella William, an open door. God have an open door for the saints of God. The door is open. Just knock on it. Keep on knocking. Glory to God. So we rejoicing with you, sweetheart. Hallelujah. Keep on praising him. Don't let nothing come to disturb you today. Glory. Don't let nobody whisper something against what God has put in your spirit and what he's already done. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Ruby, back to you. Yes, glory. I feel the Lord today. I feel his presence. Hey, glory. He's moving. He's moving. Hallelujah. Nothing's too hard for him. Glory to God.
We're going to Prophet Michael Davis. I see you moving.
Thank you,
Prophet.
Jesus.
God bless you. You always find me, Sister Ruby. I'll be trying to fly under the radar, but you always find me. Glory to God. I give honor and glory to Jesus Christ, who is my Lord and Savior. I thank God for Evangelist Bernard and Sister Ruby. That was a prophetic word coming from Sister Albertine. It was really a prophetic utterance because nobody can speak like that except the Holy Spirit inspire them. So I just want to encourage Sister Albertine and let her know that was truly a prophetic utterance and truly the Holy Spirit used her. And it wasn't just for her. It was for other people who were on the line who are facing a similar situation. Regarding faithfulness of God and trusting God. And even if you're shaky, just want to encourage somebody out there, even if you're shaky in your faith, God is faithful. He's not
Hallelujah.
Shaky. He is still going to come through in spite of yourself. Because if God depended on you to come through, then he wouldn't be God. God said, I look to see if I could swear by anybody. I could find nobody, so I swore by myself. Sometimes we think we need to be in such a place with God, but you know what? Whatever faith you got, just know that God is yet faithful, and he will not leave you nor forsake you. Will come through. If you know the scripture, it doesn't talk about you, it talks about him. He is faithful. He is
faithful.
He is holy. Oh, my God, from heaven. So whatever faith you got, stand on the little bit that you got. And the little bit of faith that you got, God still is going to come through for you because he's your Father, and the Father never leaves his children. He always provides. That's his name, Jehovah Jireh. He's your provider. He's going to not only take care of you, but he's going to take care of the situation because he's faithful.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
And don't forget, the greatest thing of all, didn't he go to the cross? Didn't he go to the cross? So since he went to the cross, we know that all things now are finished because now we're in him. And since we're in him, we're called sons and daughters of God. And because we're sons and daughters of God, our Father knows what we have need of even before we ask him.
Glory.
The provision is already made for you. The provision is already made for you in Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name.
Hallelujah.
And
thank you, Jesus.
Did you want to respond?
Glory.
Sister Albertine.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Michael Davis.
Thank you, Jesus.
That is just amazing coming from you. You are truly a prophet and a man of God, and I thank you so much. But, you know, the Lord has just used me and just really have just been showing me some things in the last couple of weeks, and it was just God. It was just the movement of God, and the enemy doesn't like it when God moves in our lives because when that movement comes, what happens is that anointings flow. And that testimony comes because you have to go from a test to a testimony. And once you give that testimony, you save souls. You went through it not just for me but for others, like you said. And then when other people hear that, it gives them hope. And it shows them that God is alive. God is real. God does love us. And our faithfulness will bring us through. God just wants us to love him and give him faith and trust him. And when he shows it through his children, his movement, and from our faithfulness and his movement and how he just comes in with ease, with no confusion, with no interruptions, and whatever we want across the board, that's God. And when other people see that, they're like, well, it gives them faith and hope to believe in God. And the enemy doesn't like that. So I thank you, Prophet Michael Davis, and the Lord, he's moving on your behalf as well. It's some things you've been asking the Lord for. He's got your storm in mind. He's just asking. See, sometimes God has to set it up. He has to go before us, and he has to position you. When you get ready to come, you have to. He knows you, Michael Davis. He knows you have to have the best of everything. So what he's doing is setting up the best of everything. So when you come, the red carpet has already been laid, and here you are. And he's not going to bring you into no mess. You know, he has to sometimes remove things out of your way so there won't be any stumbling blocks. Remember, he is not operating confusion. So just know that God has
Hallelujah.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
What a word.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I can't wait for you to come.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm on my way. I'm like Peter. Lord,
your bags,
is that too easy for you to come?
Back your bags.
Hallelujah.
Each comes is going to be
All right. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Testimony, Mother Charity. I think everybody's on. Quite a few dropped on.
He threw Prophet Michael. Was he finished?
I just wanted to
hear him. Hearing him.
Oh, did you? Okay, Michael, Prophet David.
Yes, I just wanted to respond. I really believe what is happening with our dear sister. What's happening with Sister Albertine is what I'm sensing by the Holy Spirit is that God is dealing with her and taking her to another place in him. And when women of God, and I'm saying this for everyone who's listening, it's not just for one person, but it's for everyone. And my heart is really open, and I'm sensing the Holy Spirit saying that he's taking her and drawing her closer to him. And as she comes so close to him, laying her head on his bosom like John did, John the Revelator, John laying literally in the bosom of Christ. And when you lay your head in his lap, in his chest, in his bosom, what happens is that you can hear the voice of the Lord so clear because you're close to him. And that's what's happening with Sister Albertine. She's close. The Lord has drawn her. The Holy Spirit has descended. Now she's so close, she can hear what thus saith the Lord with clarity, with accuracy, with a peace. And you just sense a peace on her voice. And it's glorious. I encourage all the saints to do likewise. Just draw close to Jesus. He's got you. Like she said, God is in control. He's got you. He's got this. Don't fear. Don't worry. Don't look at the storm. Just trust God, and he's got you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Prophet Michael Davis.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes,
amen.
All right. Well, we bless the Lord. Hey, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I thank God for this topic this week. Recall God's faithfulness. Thank God for the man of God that have taught so eloquently. We appreciate you so much, Minister Caldwell. So we're going to go back to you for final remarks, and you can close us out with a word of prayer. Well, before you come, we haven't heard from Sister Ruby. Let's go to Sister Ruby, and then we'll give it back into our speaker's hand. Thank you.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. That was every time Minister William Caldwell, you come on. I know I look for them scriptures. I be going hitting the covering my Bible with them scriptures, because one thing about it, you're going to give us scripture to back up what thus say the Lord has given you for his precious people. And it was just a blessing every time you come on, because you really teach under the anointing of the Holy Ghost with the six books of the Bible. So I'm so encouraged. You know, when Evangel Bernard say he was on, I said, oh, I better move my Bible over there, because he's coming with all the scriptures, and they all coordinate with what the topic is for this week. And Evangel say, recall God's faithfulness. And for me, sometime I can get lax, and I'm saying, oh, I pray and I know he is, because he's done it before, but then it's not coming as I want it to come, so I'm sort of hesitant. So the Lord sent the word today. If he said it, he's going to do it. If he promised you, he's going to bring it to pass. So he sent you to bring the word, and I thank the Lord for you. I thank him for you giving up your time to give the word of God to his royal family, or baptize these his people on this earth. And it just does my heart good. You know how Jesus rose, and then he was walking down the road with the two men. I forget what town it was in. And after he kept talking to them, and they sit down, they said, didn't our hearts burn within? So that's how I feel when you come on with these scriptures, because you get them, and the Lord anointed the word. He anointed it. And like we say, don't hang up, because God has a rhema word for you. Every day he brings in his anointed men and women of God on this air, and I get a rhema word from the Lord, whether I've done good, whether I'm in the middle, or whether I didn't even start the beginning like he told me to. He sends his word to encourage me, that say he sees me and I need to get better. So God bless you, Minister Caldwell, for your timely message. Recall God's faithfulness, and we know God is going to be faithful to you. And I just love it, because I think I got about 12 scriptures here, if I'm not mistaken. And I was writing them, and the man knocked on the door to spray, and I said, oh, Lord, I'm leaving the message. But anyway, I got the bulk of the message. So God bless you, and we just thank the Lord that he have allowed you to come on this broadcast and bring forth the word of the Lord with anointing. Back over to you, Evangel.
Amen. Back to Ella Caldwell. We certainly appreciate you coming on, and truly our hearts still is burning within us for that word that we received on the day. So God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. Praise God. Praise God. If you can recall, I said that God is a faithful finisher, and he finishes. I'm glad he does. And he doesn't do things halfway. He does things in a whole. He finishes it. Thank God. Like the man who had the sight. He couldn't see. And Jesus touched his eye. And he said that he looked up and he said, I see men like trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. God is a God that finishes. He doesn't. He has your situation And if he's working on it, I'm telling you, he's going to complete it. He's not only going to complete it and finish it, he is going to do something beyond what you can even imagine. He's going to do it because you thought of it, you prayed about it, you asked about it. He's going to go beyond even that. That's because he's not a God that he would lie. He's going to answer his word. And if you pray, that's why, you know, you pray his word. Pray his word. Don't pray what you think. Pray what he thinks.
All right.
Like our prophet Daniel said, that it's his word that he taught you that you're reading, not your word. It's not the Bible. It's not about you. It's about Christ. And I like that. So when you pray his word, he answers to his word. And he fulfills his word beyond what you can even think. It's on a greater scale. He says his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Oh, praise God. Thank him for it. Thank him because he is faithful. He's faithful. He's so good. There's still animals we don't even know what they're called. Plants we don't know what's the name of that. At least I don't. There's so many. He goes beyond. He's an exceedingly abundant God. That's why all men can be saved through that one man, Jesus Christ. All men. He has a big enough place. When you read about the vastness of the New Jerusalem, the vastness of heaven, and eternity. God is awesome. He has him. He's more than enough. He's more than enough. He has it. He has it. Just give your life and trust him with the of your mouth, with the believing in your heart. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond what you can ask or think. Just trust him. Wait on him. Okay, it's all right. Things don't look like it should. Hallelujah. But hey, you just wait on him. Just wait on him. Hallelujah. May God bless you. May God enrich you and keep you in all that you say and all that you do. And in your life, may God bless your Christian walk in Jesus. Give you the praise, God. Thank you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Man. Oh, God, I'm going to ask our Prophet Michael to pray for you before we dismiss Prophet Davis. If you could pray for the man of God. Elder Collins,
yes.
I'll pray for him before
Amen.
We
get
to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you.
Father God, in heaven, in the name of Jesus.
Bless you.
We thank
God.
You for your wisdom and your counsel that rests upon this your servant.
Yes,
we thank you for his calm, even tempered spirit that you have placed in him before the world began because you knew the body of Christ would need such a man.
Yes.
And Father, we thank you for the temperance that's there because it's a part of the fruit of the Spirit. And because that temperance, which is self-control, is there, we know that the fruit of the Spirit is there, and as a result, we know the Holy Ghost is in control of this vessel.
Bless the Lord.
We ask you to meet and exceed even every one of his needs that you know of even before he requests them. Enlarge his territory. Enlarge his influence. Enlarge his place of habitation. Enlarge everything that has to do with his life and his ministry.
Yes, Lord.
Let all of his personal relationships be blessed abundantly.
Yes, Lord.
Let there always be people around him who embrace him with love, keep strife far from him as far as the east is from the west. Let him walk in peace and a covenant with you like as Abraham had, whereby you would call him your friend. Where late in the midnight hour and early in the morning, you will softly speak to him and give him new dreams, new vision, new revelation, greater understanding, and even a greater anointing. And Father, we thank you that the anointing that's in his hands would increase, that as he lays hands on the sick, they shall recover.
Yes.
For your glory, for your honor, and for your name's sake. And if there's any unsaved family members, bring them in to the covenant of Christ under the blood of Jesus. Save them.
Yes.
Nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, cousins, relatives, save the whole household. Save the family to bring glory and honor to your name, that they would walk in agreement, because there's power in agreement. And now, Father, open the doors that he might travel to bring the message that you have given him, yes, even the gospel, to people all over this country.
Yes.
Give him favor with pastors and bishops and apostles, those that you have chosen and those that you have called. Grant him favor that the doors would increase in size and that the audience that he speaks to would increase in number and capacity.
Yes.
So therefore we glorify you for this great work that you're doing in this your son. For you are well pleased because you look at him through the blood of Jesus. You're well pleased because you look at him through the blood of Jesus.
My God.
Jesus.
And we thank you for his life.
Yes.
We thank you for his ministry. He walks in the Spirit. He walks in love. He walks in victory.
Yes.
And there's no defeat. There is no defeat. And he will not retreat, but he will go forward.
Yes.
He will go forward. He will go forward. Even if he can't see it, he will still go forward.
Yes.
Because as he moves forward by faith, he will open doors that no man can close.
Yes.
So, Father, thank you for this. Thank you for doing it, not next year, not next month, but now.
Thank you, Father.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we agree and pray and say, thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes. Thank you. Jesus. Bless you.
Yes, Lord.
Bless you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. You keep on doing what the Lord has put in your spirit. And I would call it well.
Amen.
Don't be afraid when he tell you to speak. Any invitations you get, accept them.
Right.
Hallelujah. God is doing something. He's taking you somewhere.
I believe that word. I receive that word.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank the Father.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. Hallelujah.
He's so faithful.
Healing. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
praise.
That's the song right there. Great is thy faithfulness.
Yeah.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Ah.
Oh, God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee.
Yeah.
Thou changest not.
Glory to
thy compassion, they fail not.
Passion, they fail
not. As thou hast been,
yes,
thou forever will be.
Yes,
great is thy faithfulness.
Yes.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Yes.
Morning, new mercies I see.
Hallelujah.
Thou can have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, to thee.
Amen. just to give glory.
Recall God's faithfulness.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Favor go before you. Hallelujah.
Amen. We opened all the lines because we felt like God wasn't through with it. With speaking. Isn't that a lie? Hallelujah.
He was.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Speaking. See, hallelujah.
Yes. Oh, praise.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All the glory goes belongs to God. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And man of God, I just want to encourage you, brother, that if you're ever in a situation where you're ministering or you're at a visiting a church and someone reveals to you they're sick, don't hesitate to pray for them because it's not you. It's the anointing that God has put in your hands to lay hands on people that they might be healed by the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
in Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Have your way. Have your way. Oh, glory.
Yes, hallelujah.
I believe that.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The devil is a lie. People will say, well, God didn't call me into that ministry. Yes, he did. If you are anointed, that's your ministry too, because there are people who need to be healed. They don't need to go to the doctor and get medication. They don't need to have surgery. If God speaks and says, I will heal them, then you lay your hands, God will do it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. We are
thank the Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
The devil is a lie, and those yokes shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus because of the anointing.
Yes. Yes. God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Bless your name, Father. You are worthy, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you. Freedom. Liberty.
Well, whoever's listening, every cell is working. Every cell, the doctors. Hallelujah. Every cell is healed. Every cell is healed.
Yes.
Every member is healed. Every member working. Who's ever listening? Who's ever is?
Yes.
Hallelujah. If you hear this word.
Jesus. Oh. Hallelujah.
Presence of the Lord. If it's this is the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. Believe it. Receive it.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
That means your family too. Hallelujah. Your family.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. He's faithful.
Ah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Yes. The presence of the Lord is here.
Yes.
He knows who he is. He knows he's faithful. So that's why he's loving this. He's loving this. He's hearing it, and he loves it. So we're being elevated in this praise.
Love you, Jesus.
It just that's why we can't get enough. He's blessing. He's illuminating. He's showering. He is showering. Oh, hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. God bless you. God bless you. This is the presence of the Lord.
Presence of the Lord is
two or three gathered in my name.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
This is awesome.
Faithfulness. Hallelujah.
We have profited today.
Hallelujah.
This is good today.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. We love you. Thank you, brother. And for me. Thank you. Bless you. And I believe God is doing things right now. God is doing things right now.
He mentioned our last name, which is a very uncommon last name.
Mm-hmm.
and he mentioned my daughter's name, and he knew exactly what day I was born and what year I was born. And that's
my
the day I celebrate my mom's 78th birthday today. You know,
today.
I loved her with all her heart, but God has confirmed it for me that she and my dad are with him. So I just thank God. I thank God for this ministry who prayed me through that terrible time. And I love you guys. And he used that situation to draw
my
me
God.
Closer to him. And I will never, ever be the same. I thank God for the ministries that he's placed me under. New Destiny Ministries, Evangelist Bernard, All About Jesus Ministries, and Pastor Beatrice Martin, and all the outreach that's going to take place here in Stockton and abroad. You guys continue to pray for us as we go out and minister to the people who really need God. I'm really walking in the mandate and in the mantle that God has placed on my life, and I know it's become all the seeds that were sown into me. So I just thank God. I'm crying, but I'm celebrating God today. These are tears of joy, peace, and love. Bless you all.
Bless you.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Favor of
yes,
God. I don't know
what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Bless our God. Bless us.
Thank you. God,
hallelujah.
Favor of God. Yes, Lord.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Change is taking place right now. Hold on.
Yes, Lord. Oh, yes.
Oh, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, God.
You know, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, your name.
All right. I mean, God gave Daniel that same gift that he gave to Daniel. He didn't know Nebuchadnezzar had that dream, so he didn't tell him. And Daniel gave him that interpretation. So people, God gives people that. So I would hold that, young lady. I would hold that, and God has something great for your, for you and your family. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Thank you. I receive that.
Hallelujah.
God bless you all.
Where the presence of the Lord is, there's liberty.
Yes.
There's freedom.
Yes.
Man. So.
Oh yeah.
Yes, and God is powerful, and He works.
Yes.
Spirit works. In a to edify, to build, to trust. You can trust on that. Hey, amen. God is, he's a builder. He's a finisher. He's
a finisher. I like that, Ella Williams.
Amen.
God bless
you all. God bless. Oh, we almost 3:30, I guess. The Lord is in there, so we got no time. But I forgot we had a guest on chat room, 2385, everybody. We don't need a closing song. Minister William Cardwell closes out with Prophet Michael Davis. So we're so blessed.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the
Lord.
I said, Lord, what am I going to close out with song with? And they close it out for us.
Yes.
Yes, Lord, I thank you. So, Minister Cardwell, did you want to close out this part of the broadcast and we can go further to see what God has for us tomorrow?
Well, you have a good day. Praise God and be blessed. Stay in there. Stay right there in the presence of the Lord because I believe the Father is on the edge of his seat waiting to hear his children with prayer.
Yeah.
Amen. So he's excited about him being adorned like this.
Yes.
So
thank you, Jesus.
Continue to praise him and adore him with words that who he is. He is faithful. So bless you, sister. I forgot your name. I'm sorry. Sister Ruby.
Uh-huh. It comes back.
Yes, God bless you.
And
Sister Adrian, I love you. Everybody, God bless you. Thank you for your prayers. And until next time, praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise
gonna,
the Lord.
We're going to close out on that. Thank you, Sister T, Sister Albertine. Prophet Michael Davis, I'll find you everywhere. I see you moved up 4 or 5 times, but we got you this evening. Thanks for the song that you rendered. Well, I said, Lord, I wanted what song we gonna close out, and He gave it from y'all. That was so beautiful. The rendition. Yeah. God bless everybody, and we hope we'll see you tomorrow, same time, 1 p.m. We're closing out. God bless.
God bless. Love you all.
Love y'all. For you, for we get cut off. You know, this is recording time, so they can just click it off at any given time. Okay, then. God bless.
Okay.
Bye.
Love all y'all. We'll see you tomorrow.